children call another person, another child, a security cat?
Yeah.
So how would you describe somebody who leaves a lot of money lying out in plain sight, the door's unlocked? You'd say he's money.
Karen.
If you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say about Aunt Lizzie, well, I don't suppose there's anything really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but she every now and then she just acts a little
strange.
Right? Did you ever use the word queer?
Yeah.
In that context? Mm-hmm. Acts a little queer. Mm-hmm.
Acts queer or strange.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody who just makes up his mind about something, whether he's right or wrong, and refuses to change his mind? You say he's mighty.
Like stubborn.
Stubborn? Ever heard that described in any other way?
Hard-headed.
Hard-headed. Mm-hmm. What about mule-headed?
Yeah, mule-headed.
But what about somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
Oh, sensitive.
Sensitive. Ever heard a person like that called touchy?
Yeah, touchy.
Or you might say about somebody like that, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he did.
Upset.
Upset. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just
keep. Settle down. Mm-hmm. Calm down.
If you've been working hard all day, you say you're very
tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all
worn out.
Or let's say if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When wasn't he?
That's sick and ill.
We'll just let this tape run out. We'll call it a day if that's all right.
I just watch him.
Like an hourglass.
I just watch him. It doesn't take enough time for it to run out.
Okay. What about, you might say, if you're going somewhere and you're not in a particular hurry, you're being very leisurely about it, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
Oh, shortly.
Shortly. Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say, we'll get there by and by?
Yeah.
Or what about if somebody got overheated and chilled at the same time? So they caught a bad.
Bad cold?
Bad cold. Like you think you might have?
Yeah.
And if it affects their voice, they might get a little
hoarse.
And if they do that, they've got a little
cough.
And then you might say, well, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sick there. Purring. The old singing.
And somebody who has difficulty hearing, you say they're just about stone
deaf.
And when you begin to work out in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to
perspire
or
sweat.
Some people get these places on their skin, a little white spot right in the middle, and they're red around that. Sometimes you have to mash it. Get that white stuff out.
Boil.
Mm. What is that white stuff called?
Corruption. Push.
And some people who are not used to working with their hands, if they try to do something like chopping wood with an axe, they get these things on their hands.
Corns, calluses.
And or if it's very tender with that liquid up under it.
Blister.
What do you call that liquid?
Well, it's a form of water.
If somebody accidentally shot or stabbed himself in the leg, you might have to take him to the doctor so he could treat the
wound.
And if the place doesn't heal cleanly, if it gets infected, maybe there might have this white, crumbly-looking flesh form around it. You ever heard that called anything in particular?
Proud flesh.
And if you cut your finger, you don't want to get it infected. What might you put on it to prevent infection?
An antiseptic.
Some sort of antiseptic. In particular, what about this brown kind of liquid that really stings?
Iodine.
And what was this bitter tasting white powder that people use?
Quinine.
For malaria? What do you say, would you say about a person? Oh, I say, well, the doctor did everything for him, but the patient
dying.
Ever heard any other terms, joking or otherwise, for dying?
Kick the bucket or something.
Kick the bucket,
yeah.
What about croaked?
Yeah, croaked.
The place where people are buried, you call that cemetery. And you might have heard people say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he died from.